Hello, everyone. The name of this audio blog post, one take audio blog post. Remember, I do not edit these. It's one take no matter what I say and how I say it. The title of this one is The Knock on the Door Test. This one resonates with my clients all the time. I rarely share it outside of one-to-one client sessions. Most of my friends or family don't even know what this means. I don't know why I've kept it such a secret. It's really not that big of a deal. But let me tell you what the knock on the door test is. It relates to love and intimate love and relationships. And I think a lot about those things. I think it's important to think about important things. I once had a friend who said what he likes to be when he enjoys being around me because I don't talk about money and I don't talk about stuff. I talk about ideas and thoughts and feelings and what makes you tick and what makes life worth living, right? What I believe what makes life worth living. The knock on the door test is this. If you've ever been through a breakup, a sad breakup, let's say someone broke your heart. Let's say you didn't end the relationship, someone else did, either directly or indirectly. They broke your heart. You put yourself out there, you gave it all you got, and they just broke it. The knock on the door test is, imagine if one day, after this entire dramatic event happened, that person knocked on your door, and you answered the door. And they looked at you and said, Scott, I totally messed up. I take full responsibility for breaking your heart. I did X, Y, and Z wrong, and I totally want to make amends. I will do whatever it takes to get you back into my life. Therapy, conversations. It's funny, I'm saying all the things that I would love to do in any relationship. Deep conversations, weekly meetings, whatever it takes. Come on, let's do it. I don't mean do it like do it. My niece and nephew listen to these audio blog posts, so I'm not going to talk about those details. I may think about those details, but I'm not going to talk about them. So come on, let's do it. The knock on the door test, you don't pass it if you say, go F yourself. That's not passing the knock on the door test. Because you're clearly still angry about this and you have not moved on. You have not processed and learned and grown. You're still holding the ex completely responsible for the breakup, and that rarely is the case. I am not saying there aren't incredibly abusive, awful relationships out there where it is completely their fault. I'm not saying that. I've not experienced a relationship like that, but I know they exist. So if you're just getting angry, you really haven't taken responsibility for your role in the breakup. So that's not passing the knock on the door test. If you look at your ex and say, yes, please, let's do it, that's also not passing the knock on the door test. To pass the knock on the door test, you have to look at your ex and say, wow, that took a lot of courage. I sure appreciate the sentiment. I sure appreciate the fact that you put yourself out there, but that is something I'm not interested in doing, and I wish you all the best. If you're one of my clients and you know anything about me, the all the best is something I use a lot when I'm basically telling someone, no, I no longer want to have any kind of relationship with you, but I do wish you all the best. It's sincere. But it also is a breaking point. It means, no, the boundary is I am exiting this relationship completely. And you can exit relationships with family members, friends, coworkers, and you can do it often. It starts in an angry way, but when you reflect upon it, you think, wow, I didn't handle it very well. They didn't handle it very well. But it's still best for me not to be in that relationship. There's no need to make amends. It's just over. And it's time to move on, learn, and grow from it. But that person will no longer be in my life. You know, I've had 6 significant long-term relationships in my life since I was 20 years old or so. So I'm 50 now. That's 30 years. They've all told lasted about 22, 23 years. So I've been, you know, three quarters of my life I have been in long-term relationships as an adult, and another quarter I've been single. And I've learned a ton being in relationships, and I've learned a ton being single. Sometimes being single feels more of a distraction to me because I can tend to get a bit too experimental with dating. But I think the knock-on-the-door test is very useful in understanding the difference between blame and taking responsibility. I never really understand people who are in regular, somewhat normal relationships who just malign their exes. It's like, well, then why did you choose them in the first place? Why did you stay with them for that long? It doesn't sound like you're trying to learn lessons from that relationship if you're just making them the bad guy. And I've seen people who I admire do this. And I'm not saying that just because they're articulating a particular perspective on the relationship to me, that internally that's really what they're thinking. I get that. But even my own mother would malign my father when they got divorced in front of me, which is probably not a very healthy thing for a parent to do. But my mother had an incredibly difficult time editing herself in front of anyone. When she felt something, she had to say it. I always tell the story of there was a Little League coach of mine, and he said something to a child. It was a baseball coach. He said something to a child while the child was playing baseball that was very insulting and probably hurt the child very much. It wasn't me. I was playing in the game, but she stood up in the stands and said, "You suck as a coach and you suck as a man." And I remember thinking, this was the 1970s, and to be raised by a woman like that was truly extraordinary. But sometimes she should have kept her mouth quiet. Not maybe in that instance, but often when she would just share everything that came to mind to a 10 or 11-year-old boy after a contentious divorce. But I think it's funny when I say that, because if you read my mother's journals after she died, if you review some of them, she was much more honest about her responsibility in that relationship as well. She says things like, "I married the first time for looks," because my dad was a hottie, I guess you could say. And the second time I married a man who was truthful and virtuous and caring, which is very true of my stepfather. Incredibly caring guy. So I don't know at what point my mom would have passed the knock-on-the-door test. My guess is it might have happened after she met my stepfather. And I don't discount the possibility for many of you where it often takes another person to push the person who broke your heart out of your heart, to sort of mend your heart. There are a lot of people who that's what it takes. Some of us require time single to pass the knock-on-the-door test. Others, it's when you enter another relationship that's healthier that you would pass it. But however you would pass it, take responsibility for your role in the ending of that relationship. God knows, I have done some stupid things in relationships. I've said things I shouldn't have said. I've had a posture that could be interpreted in a way that was not healthy. I've been intransigent and unwavering sometimes in my procedures because I'm a very procedured guy. Hurtful things said and done. And I hope that many of my exes would also say all the best to me because they've moved on, just as I hope that I would say it to all of my exes. I had one ex, it would have taken 2.5 years. I actually measured it. From the time we broke up to the time I actually would have passed the test. 2.5 years. Everyone said it takes a year to get over a breakup. Well, they're full of it. It took me 2.5 years. And frankly, even today, if that ex knocked on my door, I don't know what I would do. Well, first of all, he was a hottie too, and that often makes it so hard to have a more intelligent perspective on moving on. So it's challenging, but it really starts with assessing your role in why the relationship ended and understanding that you fell in love with them for a reason. And for most people, they're not bad people. Endings are always the most difficult aspect of any relationship. The beginnings are the best part. It's where you have all the fun. And the middles can be a lot of fun too, as you sort of consolidate the relationship. But when it ends, it's contentious. But when will you get to a point where you can pass the knock on the door test with an ex? It might be sooner than you think if you take responsibility.